Shout out to this dude, Raise Five Hale, who claims that Dan Quinn said 98 players when he said 89 players. bro, I promise you the head coach knows how many people are on the roster. Dan Quinn said something that actually got my typing fingers working Sunday morning at the airport. Dan Quinn was asked about this wide receiver two situation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, that's something you guys all seem to care about. We don't care about that. I just want guys that are competing, flying around, playing their best. Hard to watch so far and not realize that De'Ami Brown has, outside of Terry McLaurin, De'Ami Brown seems to be having the best camp, the best chemistry with Jaden. All of that could change fast.
Yeah.
They spread the ball around to a lot of people. But, like, people have decided definitively that De'Ami Brown can't be good because he hasn't been good in 3 years. And I'm sure there's statistical support for that. My only counter to it, and not that the lack of production was on the same level, because De'Ami's lack of production for 3 years is really pretty remarkable, but I would also encourage people to look at the overall offensive lack of production, not just De'Ami, but the whole damn thing has been pretty ugly for a few years. Nico Collins balled out last year,
yeah.
Right? 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns, averaged 16 yards per catch. Are we all aware of what Nico Collins was prior to that? For 2 years in the NFL, there was a pretty good statistical measure of who he was. First 2 years in the NFL, he averaged 35 catches and 450 yards.
Okay.
Then, what do you know? C.J. Stroud shows up, and he has 80 catches for 1,300 yards and 8 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like, this can change pretty quick.
It could change. And also, just listen, man, we had the conversation about contract years. We have the conversation about why guys play better. And my assessment has always been, normally a contract year is when the guy's in his fourth or his fifth year, okay? Which means they know now how to play. As London Fletcher stated the other day, we were having a conversation, not even about this. He said, guys now know what the league expects. They know how to, they know their routine, and they know exactly what to do now. A lot of guys don't get comfortable till after their second year in the league. You know, you get a few people that roll in like a Jaden Daniels who seem like they already know. They belong there already. De'Ami now comes in with a staff who seems to be giving him an equal and fair chance to go out there and compete. Other people, no matter what he did in the preseason, he didn't get in the game in the regular season anyway. You know what I mean? So, and you get a quarterback who will give you that chance, who has a confidence in you. Confidence changes everything. And I don't know if it's what he did in all season or the whole operation that happened. Did somebody call him and talk to him? Did somebody sit him down and tell him what he can do and what they expect from him, unlike some other people might have done? You know, so he is now at that point where if he wasn't trying to play better or playing better, then he wasn't going to be able to play better. Just wasn't going to hit him yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that De'Ami, all of a sudden, the light is on and it was off. I know that when they drafted him, they were really excited about his prospects. Yeah. I know that at the top of his route tree, he would round it off and not fight through to make physical plants. Mm-hmm. Maybe all that has changed, or maybe just the quarterback's way better.
The quarterback is better.
Maybe the scheme is way better. A lot of things can happen. And who knows? To try to extrapolate from what De'Ami has done for a few seasons to what he could become, or what we're seeing so far this preseason, statistically is hard. You're talking about a dude that last season had 12 catches, mm-hmm. right? He's got five through two. He's got half of Jaden's catches so far this preseason. Mm-hmm. I understand the extrapolation is hard to do from the numbers. All I'm saying is to think that it's impossible to occur because of the numbers is short-sighted.
Yeah, listen, man. Once you settle down in this league, if you can play, you can play. And it takes belief from, if you're a receiver, it takes your quarterback believing in you. And also your coach believing in you, because coaches begin to draw up stuff for people that they believe in, not those they don't. as my career went on, I picked up more and more and more stuff. I picked it up not because I just asked for it. I started to produce and show them that I could do more. So they give you more opportunities, you know? So I didn't come here with the expectation to be a third down back. I came here to be with expectation to return kicks and punts. But the more you show you can do, the more you can. But every time I did one thing, and then we had our coach, Don Bro, was like giving me all his confidence, all his credit, critique. He'll, when I did something good, he'll tell me, you did that, but you know, I need you to be more consistent with it. By him talking to me on a daily basis made me realize they must see something. So I started to study more, research stuff more, get better at it, work extra after practice to make sure I had the stuff. And then when they see you working on that, you're going to get more opportunities. Maybe Deami is doing that now.
B, people are convinced. There's this flaw in logic that people are convinced life in the NFL is so dramatically different than life, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would point out, and maybe the timelines are more condensed, right? Because you just don't have the same opportunity over the course of your life, because your pro football life is probably, if you're extremely lucky and gifted, 15 years. But for most guys, it's what, 3-4 years?
Yeah, 2 to 3.
But things can change. Guys can improve. Guys can adapt. Like, think of Chris Kynard is the cluster buster of the radio station.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, he was an intern. You know what I mean? Like, he worked hard in his career. Pete Haley was our intern at CSN, and he's covered the Olympics. You know, like, guys can improve, get better. I don't know.
That is for people to make themselves feel comfortable and feel better about themselves. They say, oh, that's easy for those guys. No, it's tougher for these guys because everything they do is under a microscope. Okay? They are out here playing a game where they are basically criticized, not critiqued, criticized by everybody that can't do what the hell they're doing on a consistent basis. And if they can't play, you're gone. Let's be real. In the real world, you sign a 5-year deal, you're getting 5 years of a contract, right? In the NFL, you sign a 5-year deal, you'd be gone after 2 years and you don't get the rest of that contract. So, yes, they make more money than you, but they put their bodies in harm's way more than you probably do. So just to think it's easy, no, it's not easy. And let's remember, you roll up in here, it's 90 people. You already know 37 of them leaving. You know that in the beginning. So you look around, and if you're smart enough, you look around, you go, oh, damn, I don't seem to be in one little top 53. And you still got to go to practice every day and produce. You know, you go to work every day, and sometimes you cannot be doing your job, but somebody else is doing something at the end and pulling it over, and you get credit for it.